Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Welcome. It's 6:05. Sorry. We were talking.
We were busy chatting, you guys, okay? Chatting, mind really your own beeswax.
Pre-game prep.
I hate us.
I don't know that I've loved us more.
Sorry, guys. We were busy chit-chatting. We're back. We're back with you.
Mind your own beeswax. Him with pre-game prep.
I know.
It's great. Well, we got caught up in corporate red tape. We wanted to do turkey races this year. And you guys remember turkey races. 98 turkies.
Yeah.
We'd take a leaflet. They're paper turkeys that we bought them. Bought them at the Hallmark
just
store.
Just hilarious, by the way.
And we've done this before. And then we wanted to do it again, and we were getting prizes lined up and all this kind of stuff. And corporate denied it because they can't, I don't know what it is, they can't approve rules or something stupid like that. And so then, okay, cool, can we write rules? No, we can't. Why not? Oh, we can't. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
That's great, mm-hmm. Thanks.
Appreciate you guys.
So it's like, yeah, so honestly, we were, it's not gossip. But we were...
spilling tea, baby.
And by we, I mean me.
We just needed to gain an understanding.
Which we will never get.
Yeah, but we attempt to.
Mm-hmm.
Each of us getting told different things, so we're putting it all together.
Yeah, we work through it.
We were working it out. So that's all. So it took us an extra couple of minutes this morning. Sorry.
Sorry,
here
everyone.
Here we are. Fine.
We're back.
Today, Wednesday?
Yeah.
I had one of those days yesterday. Literally, where I had myself convinced that yesterday was Wednesday.
Oh my God.
I just said it to my wife. Said it to my wife. Great. Okay, cool. Now we'll just do this. And then it's Friday. And then, because we got plans this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, great.
Oh, what are you doing this weekend?
She looked at me. Just stop.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
She looked at me. So you wouldn't care.
Okay, well, sorry about that.
And if you did, I'd look at you and go, why do you care?
Okay, fine.
Sounds like a Costco trip.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just married stuff. You know how it is.
We got stuff to do. Like you what? Stuff.
Yeah, and thank you for being interested. I wouldn't want to waste your time.
Got it. Thank you, babe.
We're going to the farm.
I am interested.
So I know, but I just, that's.
All right, cool.
But she looked at me and she went, you know, today's only Tuesday, right? And honestly, I was shocked. I was like, what?
He was in the middle of packing his bags. He's like, hold on.
He's on his way to the airport. And he's like, it's Wednesday.
It was like she kicked me in the ding ding. I was like, how could you say that? it was like old school Anchorman. Remember in Anchorman, the movie? I have it right
you
now.
Stay classy, San Diego.
No, not that one. No, not
Why
that.
Why did you say that? You come out with stink like that. Poop. Poop mouth. Get out of poop out of your mouth.
Yeah, I couldn't believe what she was saying to me.
Yeah, it was devastating. I
like she hurt me deep.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that happened.
It's fine. I've recovered, obviously, from my stupidity
and
ignorance.
Yeah, and we're back.
Those tend to rule. What's your ruling sign? Don't you say that you always have a sign? My sign is ruled by Pisces or something like that.
Do you know that? Have you done your chart?
No, but you have.
Oh, yeah. My moon and rising is a Scorpio.
Yeah.
But I could do your chart. If you could give me the time of your birth, your full legal name, where you were born, the actual city, I could do your chart for you.
Well, no.
The
actual city.
Yeah. Well, some of you are like, Nevada.
Full legal
and you're
name.
Like, no.
It depends what county name. Changes everything.
It does, you guys. Called science.
Is
it's
it
called?
Hello?
Is it called science?
Yeah, it is.
Well, my job.
Give me the time of your birth and I'll do it for you.
8:30 in the morning. How long would this take? Like, could you do this right now?
Like, I could do it during the break.
I'm picturing an equation.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
or Doctor Strange, either one. Like,
not Doctor Strange, shut up. I could do it, but I need 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's great.
All right, I'll do it for you, and I'll tell you.
Speaking of things I don't care about.
Shut up. Well, good, fine.
I mean, I'd hate to put you through all the effort. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I kind of want to know.
No, because then, well, the joke was is that, no, truly, what I'm ruled by, well, like I said earlier, stupidity and ignorance.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, wake up now. Pay attention. First pick coming up in just a moment. Jonas Brothers tickets right out of the chute. You ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
A first pick round of how do we feel about... It's similar to yesterday's where we were judgy.
Yeah, okay.
You know, on the first pick where it was like a P1 Sport edition of... This is not that really.
Okay.
It's more like... How do we? Because I think there's folks on both sides. For example, if you're on the freeway, and it's busy, you know what I mean, and a car comes up behind you, they're blowing their horn and flashing their lights. Would you think, God, what a jerk? Or would you go, oh, they must have an emergency, and you'd move over?
Oh,
how would you do that? Well, how would you? How do we feel? That's the title of the bit.
No, this is good.
How do we feel about that?
Okay, fine.
And it also says a lot about you psychologically. It says a lot. Your answer
sense.
To that says mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. First pick coming up next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hi, Brother Adrian, who's playing a first pick today?
That'll be Amber McGowan from the East Side.
It will. Look at all the people who want Jonas Brothers tickets, and you were the one who beat all of them.
All of them.
Oh, we get to hear ourselves back through her Bluetooth this morning, which is fun.
Good.
I always like that. You ready to play the first pick?
Yes.
How do we feel about blank? So, how do we feel about squealing on people with expired tags? So, I don't know if you heard about this, but they finally, the DMV and the cops or whoever's involved.
I just saw this.
Did you see it? They said, look, we're tired of people driving around with that they have out-of-state plates or they don't have a plate at all or whatever. And you can go to this website and rat them out. And I was all for it. My wife gave me religion on this yesterday. 5,000 people have ratted out their neighbors
so far. Why?
And I, to be honest with you, because I just redid my tags.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, if I have to pay, everybody
okay.
has
all
to
right.
pay.
So expensive.
Right? And to put it, but it does have a little big brother. It is a little, for everybody's, you know, who's screaming about everything these days.
Don't be a little tattletale.
Yeah, if you're being there is an element of potentially mind your own business.
Yeah, just water your own grass, babe.
And let them figure.
I say that as somebody who let my registration expire for a year.
Like,
so
if they're getting away with it already.
What? Yeah.
Can I ask, because I haven't seen this?
Yeah.
So how are you, if they don't have the tags, like how are you snitching, basically?
What are you saying? I don't know. If they don't have a driver's license.
That's what I'm saying. What am I supposed to say? Take a picture of the car? Hey.
Call 311.
You're one of the 5 million here in this city that don't have
part I don't know. But,
okay.
But if they go.
I didn't even know there was a site.
But if they're driving on California plates, there's California plates. They've been here. I know they've been here 5 years. And they're,
you little brat.
And they're getting away with it.
And at first I was all for it. And then my wife goes, that's a lot. You know how people ratted other people out in some states? It wasn't here, but like Minnesota and Michigan during COVID. And they would go, they have 7 people in their house.
Yes.
Punish them.
Yes. You know? Shame. So, shame.
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 Ding, ding, ding. Shame. Like in a Golden Knights game. Shame.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
For it or against it? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. I will admit, though, until we talked through it, I was thumbs up. I was like, kill him.
You're like, jail. Little follower.
What's that one bit? The one guy from Saturday Night Live. Like, jail. Oh, without question.
Yeah.
You might be surprised. Jail. So I was how do we feel about if you were on the freeway like right now, and a car came up behind you, blowing their horn and flashing their lights? Would you assume it was an emergency and let them go around you? Or would you think, what an a-hole, and not let them by? You can go around!
I would move over and let them go, but still think they're an a-hole.
Yes! Beautifully said.
Same?
Yeah.
Same?
I feel like I'm half and half.
Yeah, you'd let them go.
If I'm not doing anything, if I'm chilling, go ahead, brother. I feel bad for you. You got something going on.
Yeah. If you're flashing and honking, you've got a reason for it.
Yeah, I think so.
And I don't want to be a part of that.
Uh-huh. Just go around, babe.
This is very funny.
And you probably don't have your tags, which is why I'm snitching on them.
Same. I'll get you another way. That's right. I'll get you the other. I'll get you for your tags, bro. Psychiatrists say if you let them by, you still believe people are generally good. If you don't let them by, you believe that most people can't be trusted.
Ooh, goes deep with it.
Yeah. All right. I think that's enough for one day. Enjoy your Jonas Brothers during Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you.
We think you're a fantastic person. Have an amazing day.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye, Amber. Dude, I was doing some work a second ago, and I'm looking at it, and so behind the screen that I was doing some work on, then it faces out to the west.
Yeah.
And I could see freaking lightning strike.
No
out
way.
There, like, towards Pahrump.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah. Oh, did you think
I thought you got like a weird text? What was going on in there?
I blew something up in here. Or one of those people. Apologies if it's anyone in this room. But do you have a friend that has the freaking strobe light go off on their phone if they get a notification?
No.
You don't? Nobody in your circle?
No.
Oh, I do.
I got like 2 of them. And not for nothing. I appreciate it that it gets their attention, but it also gets everybody else's attention. Like if you're in a restaurant or anything, and the phone all of a sudden goes boop, boop, boop. It doesn't make the sound, but that's the light.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the point? You just want to do more than hear it? You need to visually see. You got a text
message? It doesn't make a noise. It's just, the light.
Right.
The light on the back. The light on the back flashes like a strobe.
Oh, okay.
It's like, do you really need to, you can't just check?
It's mad unnecessary.
It seems a little unnecessary. You're right. Mad unnecessary. You're right. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Mad unnecessary.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that. It was lightning. And then Michaela said, well, is it going to rain today? And probably not. It probably won't get to us.
It's just lightning bolts.
We might get, but maybe some clouds. We'll have to wait until the sun comes up to find all that stuff. In the meantime, good feeling stories of the day. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling.
Little love, little positivity. We are completely nerding out because we are an hour and 20 minutes out from Jessica Simpson.
Woo! Woo-hoo.
Later on this morning. She's coming to town. She's got music out. I didn't know that until we started talking about, here was the deal. She's going to do a show at Planet Hollywood on November 8th. They also just announced that she's going to do these meet and greet packages and all that kind of stuff. Because why wouldn't you?
Of course.
And then we were trying to, so Michaela and I have a side bet. Just so you know, later on for 8 o'clock this morning, Michaela and I have a little side bet going. You believe that she's going to be doing the show because...
because she's got three little babies who've never seen their mama rock star out. Two girls, to be exact. I think they're like 10 and 7. So I feel like she wants to be like, this is your mama. I'm so cool.
Yeah.
Empower them, make them feel great.
I think she's just kind of testing the waters and everybody else is doing it. So why not me? And just kind of prove to herself, because isn't she coming out of a relationship?
A divorce.
Is she getting a divorce?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is when you're Jessica Simpson. This is her version of the divorce diet.
Yeah, true. This is her
version of that. So we have a little side bet. And 8 o'clock this morning, we'll find a way to go, hey, why are you doing this? And, you know.
Yeah.
So we're nerding out on that. So that's good. That's good. That's good for us. That's good feeling for us.
Uh-huh.
Also, we've had a version of this story before on Good Feeling Stories of the Day. It's really cool, but also possibly the creepiest story that we've ever done in this segment.
Oy.
And yeah, we'll let you decide right after this.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, let's throw a little love into the world with the Good Feeling Stories of the Day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Those that are questioning this online, I think are missing the point of the story. A mom with a boy, I had the words, I just couldn't get them out. There's this lady, she got a kid, it's a boy.
Got it.
Thanks. He's thank you for taking the ride. He's got type 1 diabetes.
Boy.
So this is, but it's weird. She's trending on TikTok right now. Their dog alerted her that there was a problem, that the kid's blood sugar was low. From across the house and through the sliding glass door. Now, I think we all know, you know, that the TikTok is TikTok.
Sure.
Whether real or imagined, I think it's still pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there are people who go, that's fake. The dog doesn't, you know, the dog, she smeared bacon grease on the kid and that's why the dog's sniffing him and whatever.
Yeah.
But I still think it's pretty great.
Yeah, it is.
And the dog's name is Ducky. So, oh, God, you know.
Ducky.
You know.
Yeah.
Ducky.
What a little dumb name.
Okay, now, also, I'm a bit distracted because a patient with Parkinson's disease, are you ready? This might be one of the creepiest things we've ever done. And we've had a story like this before. I think the guy was playing the guitar while they did brain surgery. Okay?
Oh,
she's playing clarinet while the surgeons work on her. So it's like that one movie, the follow-up to The Silence of the Lambs.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, that stuff. So imagine this. They're messing with her brain. She's playing the clarinet so that they could see how that affected her brain.
Oy, I got the goosebumps. It's freaky.
It sounded like this. Apparently the surgery led to instant positive results. She was able to play easier and better.
I mean, yeah, dude, that's wild. I just feel like any time, like you said, classical music is being played with like open surgery, it's really giving like
I said,
Farver veins.
Yeah, really.
and a nice Chianti.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's like okay, that's really awesome. Yay, science. Yay, medical research.
Yeah, awesome.
But what the hell?
Yeah.
And what's that sound in the background? I'm just going to say it. Drill, perhaps?
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Disgusting.
Disgusting. But beautiful.
But beautiful at the same
Classy.
Time. It's nice. Okay, and this is just odd, but yet it amuses me. So here we go. A kid in New Jersey. He's 5 years old. He's got a fixation with Jimmy Carter.
Why?
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter. He was 3 years old when he saw a picture of Jimmy Carter, and apparently he's been obsessed ever since.
Stop.
I don't know if it was the smile or what his deal was. So for his fifth birthday, he wanted his birthday party.
Oh, my gosh.
He wanted his birthday party.
I love that this is amusing you.
I can't believe
it. I love it.
Jimmy Carter of all the things on the planet.
I know.
And I'm thinking of this because I've also had the benefit of this stupid picture of this kid standing in front of this stand-up.
Oh, my God.
You know one of those the cardboard cutout things?
Yeah.
He's standing, and it's Jimmy Carter.
Oh, my God.
And the kid's standing in front of it, and he's got the big grin. Jimmy Carter's got his big grin. For those of you of a certain age that would know this, you could look it up. The folks from Habitat for Humanity heard about it, and somehow they got a bunch. This kid is very easily swayed because when he was 3 years old, he saw the Jimmy Carter thing. Now he's obsessed.
Yeah.
They sent a bunch of stuff over.
Do you know who this is from?
Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, it says happy birthday from Habitat for Humanity. We heard about your amazing party and that President Carter is your favorite U.S. president.
Oh, why I'm here?
Wow, look, it says Jimmy Carter and the Rosalind Carter Project. Wow, look at that.
He's a screwdriver.
Oh, my goodness.
He got the drill so he could spin that.
So now who could you be like?
Jimmy.
Oh my God. I didn't get the tie-in at first. Jimmy Carter in his later life was a huge Habitat for Humanity guy. Built a ton of, you'd see him up there. He was like 85 years old and he was up on a ladder, you know, building houses for Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
So now, because little Ryan Ramos on his fifth birthday got the thing from Habitat for Humanity and he's obsessed with Jimmy Carter, now he wants to build houses for a living when he grows up.
Listen, God bless him. Little smart man.
Sure. And now he's got his little construction set. He's got his Jimmy Carter note.
Everything he needs. Stuff.
Yeah. So, better than I thought. That brain surgery clarinet thing was creepy, though. She could feel his stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
And really, all that's stuck in my head is that drill sound. Champions a couple of days in a row on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Nicole Torres, former champion, now once again current champion. She'll defend her title next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Just in front of 7:04 on Wednesday morning, the 22nd day of October 2025. Yeah, some clouds, a little bit.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty cool it off a little bit today as we start heading deeper into fall. Going to start feeling like Thanksgiving.
Cozy.
And Halloween. By the way, here's something you may not remember about me since we've only, this is our second Thanksgiving season, holiday season together. I will interchange Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and I will call all of it Thanksgiving from now until the end of the year.
I love it.
I'm not sure why my brain does that.
Okay.
It just does.
Fine.
So prepare yourself.
All right. Keeping it simple.
It's a little glitch.
Okay.
43 days until toy drive. 55 until it's done. Get yourself
nuts.
Ready, people. Did the big AWS outage the other day, did it affect you at all, the big internet outage?
No, it did not.
You heard about it, though, right?
No, I did not. Also, no.
Also, no.
Just be honest.
It's a great way to live.
Please do tell.
Yeah, please. I do want to know, though.
AWS, the Amazon Web Services, isn't mm-hmm. that what that is?
Yeah.
They handle about a third of all of the cloud computing that happens around the world.
Oh, okay.
And something, they had an outage, but it was kind of something dumb, as it usually is. Like somebody did something and made everything go out. Somebody hit a button they weren't supposed to hit.
100%.
Yeah, wasn't that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
For example, they were having trouble at Monday Night Football at the Seahawks stadium. They were out because people have their tickets on their phone.
Yeah.
And if they didn't already have their tickets on their phone, they couldn't get their tickets on their phone.
Oh, that's so annoying.
So they had trouble getting people into the stadium. Strangely enough, I needed to transfer some tickets to a buddy of mine for an event that was coming up. Couldn't do it. And I couldn't figure out why. And then I went, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah. Well, at least for some of us, it wasn't this. There were a bunch of people that bought these $2,000 mattress covers and bed frames. Company called 8 Sleep. EIGHT, the number 8. 8 Sleep. They've, you know, the tilting bed frame.
Yeah.
And the mattress cover, $2,000, that lets you dial in the temperature of your bed.
Mm.
But it all runs on the cloud. And it's all hosted by AWS. So, if you were one of those people on Monday, once AWS went down late at night, it just totally bricked the whole smart mattress system for these people.
Oh,
so, if you were, for example, because it's been, you know, it's cold back east.
Sure, yeah.
So if you cranked up your blanket, that's the temperature it was staying. If you were sitting up to watch TV, that's where you were sleeping.
Dude, that's wild.
Or you had to move to the couch. Since it happened at 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern, midnight Pacific, there were a lot of people who had issues and didn't know why. And they're like, yeah, one guy tweeted to the CEO, sure, we'd be great if my bed wasn't stuck in an inclined position. Somebody in the comments added, it's all fun and games till a hacker folds you into a taco.
Oh, my God.
For the record, Amazon says it was not a hack. Yeah, mattress overheating. One guy said his bed was stuck at 9 degrees warmer than the room, compared it to sleeping in a sauna. Well, sure. Everything was fine once the servers went back.
That's insane to me that we live in a world where your bed is dictated by, like,
the cloud.
Wi-Fi now.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And the CEO said, yeah, we understand. You paid a lot of money. We'll have a workaround for next time.
Oh, good.
Because we never thought about it. And why would you?
Never.
But by the way, that's how fragile this whole thing is, too. You know what I mean? If the internet goes down, can you imagine?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking in my mind right now.
Well, for me, the Ring's cameras went out because Ring is Amazon. So that's crazy. And it's funny because I make fun of my dad. My dad has security cameras at home,
sure.
But it's not Ring. He has, like, in his office, he has the little monitor that shows everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always made fun of him. I'm like, what are you, running a convenience store? And his security cameras were working because it wasn't connected to the Ring.
We have that. We have a different,
that's
it's just a different
crazy.
Company.
Yeah.
God.
And if it goes out, boom, no safety for your home.
Oh, no, it's the purge. At that point, that's, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
100%.
Yeah, it's one night, Halloween.
One night. Do whatever you want.
Oh, good.
Just go ahead.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's what it is.
No, I know. I saw it. I freaked myself out.
If somebody was going to take us out, that's how you do it.
No, I hear it very clearly.
Because everything's connected
the rest of the day.
There's one cable somewhere.
One cable, one company running everything.
I have a story like that for you on the good, on the more you know before we go later on today.
Good.
No, is that what it is? No, 9:30. I've got it scheduled for 9:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Later
well,
on.
Well, that was terrifying. Just thank you, everyone.
Just idiots who went, yeah, this is how we're going to take out everybody. They ended up taking out nobody. And they're stupid.
Except themselves.
And by the way, they were stealing stuffed animals. It's a long story. Listen around 9:30. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Nicole Torres of Spring Valley, she's the brand new champion. She asked to play for Valentine's Love Affair tickets. Be caller number 25, 702-364-9890.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's hometown throwdown. Like we said, it's been a minute since we've seen a two-time champion.
That's right.
Championship seems to be changing hands every day. We welcome back Nicole Torres from Spring Valley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, former champion. Nicole, how many times did you win when you were champion before?
I won twice before.
Right on.
Cool.
Right on. So she knows what she's doing. Who's our challenger this morning?
That'll be Chantel Halili from North Summerlin.
North Summerlin? North Summerlin? Like old school Summerlin?
Yeah, it gets a little further towards Centennial, I guess.
It's understood.
Like a cutoff area.
Yeah, I'm going to give you OG Summerlin. What are your cross streets?
Like Cheyenne and 215.
Oh yeah, that's total OG Summerlin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a category for that.
My part of town. Let's go.
By the way, shout out to everybody who's hitting us up about the lightning this morning. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. Terrifying, but awesome. So I assume everybody knows how to play, but buzz in nice and loud with your name if you think you know the answer. But don't answer till we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but you did not. You don't want to give the other person the answer if they, you know, they're just buzzing in. Yeah, just right. Honk at people to get them out of the way. That's cool.
Oh, I thought that was her buzzer.
Oh, was that
that's
your buzzer?
First?
Or yeah, or honk your horn. We won't know it's you, but go ahead. Why not? Yeah, and then other than that, first 1-3 wins the game. Your quiz master, hey, Nicole, why do we call her the commissioner?
Because her name is Michaela Gordon.
That's my girl.
Last name is Gordon. The commissioner, the one and only Michaela Gordon.
Miley Cyrus gave this icon a bracelet she can never take off. A little Cartier for Mrs. Carter. What's her name?
Oh, nothing. 2-1.
Shut up, dummy.
Beyonce?
Yes. Good job.
Oh, my God.
So
I was like, Mrs.
I know.
How proud of you.
Mrs. Carter, Mrs. Carter, Mrs. Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beyonce is Mrs.
Yeah.
Carter.
Way to go.
Because Jay-Z is Sean Carter. And yeah, and there you go. All right, well, look, Nicole, nothing. Chantel, nothing. I got one. If I get three before you guys do, we send you both packing, and we just give away the tickets to caller number 25 and start fresh tomorrow. So don't let that happen. That hasn't happened in a long time.
Last night.
No, we're not going to.
She's reading the question.
I'm sorry, Carl. Go ahead.
Don't interrupt.
Okay. Last night was Wicked themed night on what reality dancing show for a mirror ball?
Nicole.
Oh my God. Why didn't you just say, yeah, Nicole?
Dancing with Stars?
That's really funny. You might as well have said Dancing with the Blank. With the dancing
maybe
show
I will the next time.
As opposed to what other? No, it's just funny. On which dancing reality show? The Mirror Ball.
Listen, I got to look out for my girls. When the
Survivor?
Pressure's on, you forget really easy answers.
No, I'm with you on that. It was just awesome.
Naked and Afraid.
I was
Naked and Afraid.
If it sounds like I'm mocking, I'm not.
No,
really.
I
just thought it was. I was like, wow, that's a clue.
With Derek Hough.
That's a hell of a clue.
Mark Ballas.
Right.
Julianne Hough. I just named everybody.
That's so awesome. Dumb. All right, Nicole won. Chantel, Squadoosh, and me with one.
Yesterday, this reality star turned beauty mogul with brands like Skims celebrated a birthday. What's her
Nicole,
name?
Nicole. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Chantel.
I just got off from work, okay?
Nicole to Chantel. And I got one, yeah, whatever. I got one.
Big whoop.
Doesn't matter.
This Spice Girl recently did an interview where she talked about how she kept her relationship with David Beckham a secret from her other bandmates.
Nicole.
Oh, my God. Chantel just like, whatever.
Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, it's okay. Better be Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Game over. Here we go. And we got a two-time champ. Chantel, did you say you just got off work?
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, God bless you. What do you do?
I'm an ER nurse.
The greatest.
Oh, the best.
You know what? The greatest of all time.
Love you.
Oh, thank you.
Just know how much we love and appreciate you. Can we say which hospital you're at?
Yeah, I work at Southern Hills.
Amazing.
Angel.
We could see your hospital from here. Thank you for everything that you do. Sorry you didn't win, but yeah.
It's okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? Tell us that up front next time. We'll rig it.
Next time
I'll say Derek Hough, Mark Ballas, Julianne Hough.
How much more could we do, I guess?
Yeah.
You're right. Chantel, have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
I'll see you, buddy. God dang it, we love her.
The best.
And not that we don't love you, Nicole, because we do.
Yay!
We do. And you got your Valentine's love affair tickets. Did we play for Jonas yesterday?
No, we played for Doja Cat yesterday.
You want Jonas tomorrow?
Yeah, unless I can do Jonas. We can't change to Jonas. So my daughter tells me yesterday, she's like, oh, you could have got me Jonas.
We can get you. We can play for Jonas tomorrow. No pressure.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You better win.
I know.
Hang on. Well, stand by. Drama and intrigue on the next edition of Michaela's Hometown Throat.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
33 minutes out from Jessica Simpson. We're going to put relationship rehab on hold for a day. And talk to Jessica Simpson at 8 o'clock. Confirmed. Her team just reached out. So we're on time and
so
on target
excited.
For an 8 a.m. call. She's going to be here November 8th at Planet Hollywood. They're doing a meet and greet thing that you could be a part of. We'll talk about all that.
Yeah.
A little bit. Halloween themed 177 second survey will continue in just a minute. Doja Cat tickets today.
Woo.
For that. Why not? I can't. We haven't done Stupid Criminal in a minute.
Oh, yeah. And they only have gotten stupider.
Well, this guy, shocking, in Florida, drove his gray Hyundai Elantra to the store. I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is. But he drove his gray Hyundai Elantra to the store, opened multiple cabinets at the store, and stole himself $7,000 worth of scratch-off lottery tickets.
Damn.
You know, because the scratchers, they keep them, generally it's like in a plexiglass thing. You've been to California.
Yeah.
Or up to Utah. You've seen where it's just right there.
Yeah.
Where they can get them, you know, easy at the, when you check out.
Yes.
Here's the thing. They caught him pretty easy. Because he came back twice to the same Circle K store that he stole them from.
Oh my God.
So,
listen, I would say I blame this man, but Lisa just won big off those scratcher lotto tickets. So I'm kind of not upset that he went back for seconds in the hopes of winning.
Well, oh no, it gets better than that. And I want to hear your story. How much did she win? You wouldn't bring that up if she didn't win. You wouldn't say win big if she didn't win big.
Dude, she did, but it was so random. I got mad at her, so I didn't answer the phone when she called me to tell me her winnings at first. She ended up winning like a good couple of grand.
How many?
Like 10 grand.
Come on.
That's yeah. More than a
Come
couple.
On.
She did.
And you, so how many times did she call you?
Okay, so check this out. She was like, I'm driving
Come
to go
on.
Get this ticket. And I was like, no, Lisa, I want to spend time together. And she was like, I know, but I already have to go pick up this base. She needed to pick up something. She was like, I'm just going to drive and then I'll be home in a couple hours. So I don't really hear from her. Now I got to go sing. So I'm mad because I wanted to hang out with her. So my phone rings. Three times it rings. I'm not answering. So she texts me, we won the lotto. And I'm like, give me a break.
Shut up.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't care about your
$20. To you. Yeah, big, big whoop. And usually it is. I end up calling her a couple hours later. I said, what? She goes, I won the lotto. And I go, what'd you win? She goes, $10,000.
Hot damn.
And I was like, wait, what?
Christmas going to be good this year.
Dude, on a scratcher.
Year,
so I have so much more faith in these scratchers now.
Good for you.
And the lotto.
Okay.
This guy's still a criminal, but.
No, this guy. Yeah, because you haven't even heard the best part of the story yet.
Yeah.
So he went in, stole the scratchers, right? 40 minutes later, he attempted to redeem the stolen tickets at a nearby 7-Eleven, but they didn't care. So he went, all right, fine. And he went back to the Circle K that he had gone to twice, where he had stolen the tickets from, trying to redeem the tickets.
Nuts.
They said no. And then finally, he was still mad, and he told the cops this. He went back to the other 7-Eleven that initially would not redeem his tickets because that was his master plan. I'll go to Circle K. I'll steal their tickets.
Yeah.
Then I'll redeem the tickets at 7-Eleven. When he went to 7-Eleven, they said no. So he went back to Circle K. They said, get out of here. And then he went back to the 7-Eleven because he's mad at him with a fake Glock.
Oh, my God.
Pointed it at the clerk, got $120 in cash and some Newport cigarettes.
Not so, Newports.
Yeah.
Says so everything anyway. You need to know.
So anyway, that's how they got him. And because he tried. Everybody knows you don't redeem the stolen scratchers at the place where you got them from.
I know.
Maybe branch out a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe
pal.
Leave the neighborhood, bro.
What are you doing? Drive down the street.
What are you doing? You got a Hyundai Elantra. They get good gas mileage.
Yeah.
You could go somewhere else.
What a putz.
Putz. You've been hanging out with your dad too much.
It's just me being my authentic self on air now.
Putz. Tis the season.
Tis the season.
Tis the season.
Yes.
Great. All right. 177-second survey. Doja Cat tickets for you. We'll talk Halloween. And how important it is in your life. It is moving up the rankings and not slowly either. In fact, Christmas is looking over its shoulder.
Oof.
We'll talk in a minute.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
A Chet, that'll be Mercedes Ortega from the M Casino.
Right
around
on.
The M Casino.
You got, hey, Mercedes, you got rain?
Yes.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Rain hard? Rain and hard?
Yeah, pretty hard.
Yeesh, be careful.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll try to keep this simple with the 177-second survey. I was just reading a thing earlier this morning. Christmas number one for everybody. Halloween has now become a strong number two when it comes to ranking the holidays. Do you agree or disagree? Is Halloween number two in your book?
I disagree. For me, Halloween is number one. I go all out for Halloween.
Wow.
Love it.
More than Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. My mother is more Christmas. I start decorating for Halloween since, like, if I could, July. But
oh, my gosh. Honestly, you could. There's this trend going where people get Christmas trees and then they decorate it with whatever. A girlfriend of mine just put one up for her kids with all Halloween decorations. It was pretty cute, actually.
A survey of 2,000 people.
Yeah, that's cute. Mm-hmm.
A survey of 2,000 parents with children aged 3 to 13. 89% favor Christmas, 45% embrace Halloween. Again, how many people go all out, yada, yada. So, wow, what's third? Okay, then what's third? So, Halloween number one, Christmas number two?
Yes.
And what's third?
That's it for our household, really.
You don't do Thanksgiving, you don't do Easter, you don't do New Year's Eve, you don't do July 4th.
No, not really. They're not big holidays in our household.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating when somebody goes, "No, we really don't do Thanksgiving."
Yeah.
Do you do a big Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we do. We always have. But we do big Sunday dinners. Like, everything's a celebration.
Oh, yeah. Italian. Uh-huh. Well, that's good. I'm glad you do that you do Sunday dinner.
Yeah, I love it.
How many people are at Sunday dinner?
It just depends. It's so sad. Everyone's kind of dying off. Once my grandma passed, they don't do that face. I know. I don't know why I said it like that. Stop. I know. Because I don't even know why. I didn't mean to be insensitive. But now it's like 10, 15 people.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. It's pretty
and
great,
if you're
actually
not at Nana's house, you're in trouble.
When my grandma and
you
papa were alive,
a good excuse.
You had to be. There's like 45 people there every Sunday.
Oh, who hosts it now?
One of my aunts or
right.
We, whatever.
But if you're not there, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Where does Thanksgiving rank for you, Adrian?
I was going to say fourth, but no, it's second.
Yeah, it's second for us, too. Second for us. Easter's still a big deal, too.
Yeah.
With, you know, where we have the ham.
Yeah, I forgot
and the,
about Easter.
Oh, really?
Deal. You know what? I'm going to let this be that. You stay safe, Mercedes. And thank you so much for calling. Enjoy your Doja Cat tickets.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Got a whole year and a week to figure out.
I will.
Yeah, you got a whole year and a week to figure out your outfit. Because it's next Halloween.
Is that crazy?
All right. Hang on one second. We'll get that all set up. We got to jump. Jessica Simpson, ready? They said, you tell us when you're ready.
Ugh, love that.
So I love this. So I have we'll send up the bat signal and get her on the radio next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
What?
Yeah, literally, your caller ID, it came up and it's you.
Well, this is Lauren. This is Jessica's publicist.
But no, you know what? I'm pretending that it's Jessica Simmons. Are you on her phone?
No, I'm on my own phone.
And it comes up and it comes. So it's like Jessica Simpson worldwide. Jessica Simpson.
Maybe somebody saved it. Like somebody at your show saved my number as the backup number as Jessica Simpson. Well, let me grab Jessica so you can talk to her about it.
No, this is great. Okay. I was so excited there.
I know.
Like literally. Did you see the look on my face?
Yeah, it was amazing.
What like? I'm like, there she is, right on time.
Uh-huh.
On the caller ID right now. We're just waiting on Jessica Simpson.
Okay, you have Jessica.
Hey, Jess.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Always good to talk to longtime friends. Always
right?
Good.
Right? I know. Being back on talking to radio stations, I mean, what in the world? It's been 15 years.
Has it been? Okay, never mention that again. Just say it's been a long time. Don't say how long. Never quantify the deal. I love this new music earlier this year with Nashville Canyon, part one. And then now there's a part two?
Yeah, there's a part two. And that it's like, I feel like Nashville Canyon is its own type of genre. There's kind of something there for any and everyone.
Yeah.
It's just all styles of music and blended together with... I've never done something with all live instruments before. Like, it's no, like, computer type stuff. Like, it's very, it doesn't sound as stripped down, but, like, it has its moments. It's just kind of, like, raw and real. But it has, I don't know, kind of like an old school rock and roll vibe to it.
Yeah. And why wouldn't it be? By the way, Michaela and I are both having a moment right now because it's like you haven't changed a bit.
I know. It's so nice to hear you.
You're so sweet. Well, I mean, I did like step out of the entertainment business for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I've been working on the Jessica Simpson collection. I've had three kids.
Yeah.
I released a memoir. But like coming back into the entertainment business, I feel like a kid again. Like I feel like I'm starting my career all over again, and taking the stage is the best. Well, I have only gotten to do it like three times, and every time it's like coming back to like a home that you missed.
Well, and for the 5'2" girls, you taught us how to rock Daisy Dukes, how to have our legs strong and feel healthy. And so I know we fangirled out seeing your sister Ashley earlier this year, but being able to see you in concert now with all of this new music feels a little nostalgic and very exciting.
Yeah, that's what I'm loving right now is the nostalgia. Like Ashley and I were just talking about it because on one of her last shows when she was in Vegas, and her residency got extended. She has more shows coming up, which I'm so proud of her for. But we were actually like on the stage at the same time, like, but in different sit down, you know, states. And, you know, we're like wishing each other good luck. And it was so great and just so beautiful that we're both having this moment simultaneously. And like, we both have three kids, you know, and our kids are so proud of us. My kids have never seen me perform. So in Vegas, this will be their first time to ever watch me. So I'm very excited about Vegas, and I'm excited for my kids to see what I actually was born to do.
Jessica Simpson will be at Planet Hollywood on November 8th. I am now handing $20 to Michaela right now because she won the bet. Because I said Mama needs a night out. And that's why she's coming to Vegas to do one night only at Planet Hollywood on November 8th. And Michaela said,
well, that doesn't mean that there's Gigi. My mom won't take him for the night. I mean, if there's any single guys out there and you come to the show, so, you can get the meet and greet.
Well, Michaela, it's really funny because Michaela absolutely nailed it on the head. And you just literally said word for word what she said. She said, no, I'll bet you the reason why she's doing this is because the girls have never seen her perform. And she wants to let them know that this isn't just some far-fetched legend of, you know, when
her mom is the boss.
That this is what mom does. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. They have not, they've only seen it like on YouTube, like for real. Like they have no idea what they're about to experience. My youngest, my 6-year-old, is the one that like sings her guts out. Like she's got the lungs and like sings all day long. From the moment she wakes up till she goes to sleep. So she's going to love it. My oldest, my 13-year-old is like my best friend. My son and I watch The Voice together. Like, so they, you know, they're rooting for me. And for them to be able to, like, I don't know if they're going to watch me or if they're going to watch people watching me, you know?
For sure.
Oh, like, right.
I'm sure it'll be both, but I'm sure it's going to be like, wait, that's mom. Like, what is going on? But I am very myself on stage. It's not like I put on some act, you know, like I definitely talk a lot. Like I tell stories. I'm your friend. I'm just the same as I always have been. So, you know, I think it's just going to be interesting for them to see it with like lights, camera, action, because I will have cameras as well. I just yesterday signed a deal for a documentary. I don't think I can say the streamer yet, but that announcement is to it. Will be coming. Thank you so much. You know, it just wouldn't work. I think that's why I backed out of the music business for a bit, because it started to get really competitive and music started to change a little bit, and I just was like, I don't know where I fit into this. I don't know how to put myself into this. Like as far as like I just didn't want to do choreography anymore, like, and everything was about more about the costumes and like grabbing attention and wearing, you know, the whipped cream and the meat and like I don't know, like it was a lot, you know. I'd rather confuse chicken and tuna, to be honest. So
yes,
you know,
yes.
So if I come back into the music business, how can I do it, you know, in an authentic way? And it was to be in Nashville and to like kind of discover rockabilly for myself and then put a little Stevie Nicks in there and kind of just blend genres, because I like all different types of music and I wanted to use live instruments. My band is like rocking. Like I'm so excited for people to hear how badass my band is. And this whole time I'm like, why have I not been in a band my whole life? Like, this is so me.
So funny, because I don't know if you've seen these memes, but they're going around now of you singing earlier in your career with just the microphone belting. And people are like, we did not give Jessica Simpson the love that she deserved. And I think that it's so exciting you're coming back so people can see you live with the band. Because you always were that girl, always belting, always were like killing it. And I think they just didn't give you the love that you deserve.
And by the way, Michaela sings 5 nights a week here in town. So she knows what you're talking about with the band. And she did the American Idol thing and all of that kind of stuff. So there's a little bit of a parallel there. And it's really fun to see you two interact right now.
Yeah, I love her.
It's really cool.
I love that. That's very cool. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, yeah, I decided to do American Idol as my first TV performance coming back. And I was like, what am I doing? Why did I choose American Idol?
You rocked
it. I'm like, okay, Jessica, you're not in this competition. Just be yourself. You don't have to, you know.
Yeah,
I had to, like,
star.
Talk myself, like, through it. I'm like, you're not auditioning. Like, that was a funny moment for me.
Yeah,
I was like standing up there like, oh boy.
Jessica Simpson with the Chet Buchanan Show. One night only, November 8th. One night only for now at Planet Hollywood. We all know how these things work. Yeah, it's not like, sorry, it's not like our first time either.
If you guys show up, it's not just one night.
Yeah, right?
I love it.
Now, let us entice you with this. There is a meet and greet upgrade option. Early entry into the venue, exclusive meet and greet with Jessica, personal photograph with Jessica, specially designed show poster, autographed by Jessica. Exclusive Jessica Simpson collection gift, a discount code for the web store, priority merch shipping, limited availability.
Yeah, I'm designing my merch. It's so good. I'm excited.
Yes!
You know what I love?
Yeah.
You're excited, period, and we're excited. We have to go, and we know you do too. But I have a feeling that this is not our last time, if you know what I'm saying.
I hope it's not. Like, I definitely would love for you guys to be at the show and maybe we can chat. But yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait to take the stage. I can't wait to just get up there and be at home again and to sing for everyone and just catch up and talk and tell stories and do my thing.
God dang it. Now I'm in love with you. Jessica Simpson all over again. Here we go. That's great. All right. Well, we'll see you soon. Safe travels.
Yeah, and
thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Outside of town scary. Do you have a gig on Halloween?
No, I do not.
So will you go to a function?
I will go watch Lisa DJ at Fontainebleau.
Because she has.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's usually how it goes. I usually do have a gig. Otherwise, I'll just go to Lisa's.
Ours is pretty good. The neighborhood. So my wife goes across the street to our neighbor's house. She shuts our joint up and then goes across the street, helps them hand out candy because they do a whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's mostly an excuse for half the neighborhood to get together all in one spot.
Of course.
And drink and hand out candy. So that's what they do.
Great.
Then when I get home from town scary, I drive very slowly through our neighborhood because we're not far from the freeway. We don't have a gate. Our neighborhood's good, not great. And it's a loop. So it's very popular. Like people know.
Right.
They come and we're one of those neighborhoods that they hit after they've gotten done with their own or after they've gone to town scary.
Love that.
So I will go very slow because we have many idiots who will walk right down the middle of the street. Usually the kids are trying to pull the adults out of the street and the adults don't, they're like, whatever, what are you going to do here? That's all silly.
Uh-huh.
And
100%, that's what they say.
You know, there's sidewalks on both sides. They don't care. And I pull in, shut the garage door as quickly as possible. so somebody doesn't come up, even though the house is completely dark.
Totally.
Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Locked up. Yeah. Like, drink or treat.
I know.
Okay.
Because I was one of those kids.
Here, kid, have a kiwi. That's all I got. You want a pepperoni stick?
Chomp.
You want a chomp? It's chicken. I know, but it's pretty good.
It's delicious.
It's kind of greasy. It's got that lard taste like the Slim Jims.
Oh, I love a Slim Jim. Delicious. I had this lady, she used to give us floss and toothpaste. And we were like,
stop it. And did you hate her? That was going to be 177 second survey. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, we hated it.
I'm not sure what moral ground you think you're standing on, but nobody likes you.
Listen, but she kept people away from her house on Halloween. That's the way to do it. I know. I know.
Hold on.
You're thinking.
I've been bamboozled.
I know.
Oh, I understand. No way. No, the reputation works in her favor. But then so I shut the garage door as quickly as possible. Then I go, I get out of my KLUC stuff. And then just put on another hoodie and go across the street and drink with my friends.
So fun.
So that's it. So even if that seems like a lot for Halloween, as we well know, there's what you actually do, and then there's what's on social media. And if you're like, oh God, this all sounds awful, who's here to help you?
Come
on.
Your buddies.
There's a product designer at Meta that just put out an app that makes it look like you went to a Halloween party. Now, we've all seen all the different Sora videos.
Oh, yeah. They're getting crazy.
And all that fake, crazy stuff. But this guy, it uses AI that will create fake photos of you in costume. You don't even have to be in costume yourself. You can just fake just you in costume with other people partying around you. The app is not specifically for Halloween, but he knew what he was doing when he released it in September. It's called Endless Summer. because it's mainly meant for fake vacation pics.
So stupid.
But you can do either, there's a vacation mode, there's Halloween mode. You can do 4 photos for free, but then you got to pay if you want more. So the results seem to be a little bit hit or miss. Some people say it's great. Other people say it doesn't even look like them. Pro tip, don't burn through your 4 photos by mistake to try Halloween mode, because you might end up in vacation mode and that still counts.
Yeah.
To try Halloween mode, click Endless Summer at the top of the app before you do anything else and change it from Endless Summer to Halloween Rager and then do your thing.
Love it. Good. Well, if you want to flex for the gram.
Yeah.
And there you go, baby. And
honestly, what's more important?
Truly,
in 2025?
Content.
Actual life or fake life that you're telling everybody else while you're actually home alone and miserable.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look like you're having a blast.
Yeah, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, you're welcome, America.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9:01, Wednesday morning, 22nd day of October, 2025. By the way, everybody, show a little love for Michaela Gordon right now. Show a little love, please, Adrian, if you'd join us. Thank you. Just because you have no idea the scramble that she full speed.
It's true.
Jumped over a chair.
Yep.
To get her headphones on and to be ready.
Yeah, and yesterday was leg day, so my legs were really sore. But I said, I'm going to get my position. I'm ready.
Oh, good for you, dude.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
Seriously.
Thank
you. Did that hurt?
Yes, it did.
I'll bet.
Yeah. I was walking a little funny. Ran a little funny.
For those of you who watched, it's really funny. The people that ask me about your workout videos, what are those cords that are attached to you?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. They're muscle stimulators. So you know how you do like mind to muscle connection? So whatever you're working out.
Nope. No clue what you're saying. Nope.
Basically,
no,
they enhance your workout and they help pump the muscle that you're already working.
More work, less time.
Yes.
More work, more work, same effort.
Yeah, more intense. So I can only train 2 days
a week.
Does
it hurt?
No, not at all. But it does make it very intense. It feels like someone is sitting on your legs while you're doing squats.
So while you're doing it, does it go zzz, zzz, zzz?
Yeah, like a vibration.
My chiropractor does that.
Yes.
To loosen up the muscles. But I tell him, do it, honest to God, do it until you watch my jaw clench.
Yeah.
And then back it off one click.
Yeah, basically just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does.
It really helps.
I don't want to challenge this theory, but because I can take the electrostim at a fairly high level, I always think I'd do fairly well if I got shot by a taser. But I really don't want to challenge that
theory.
Should
we try it?
Company had never let it happen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They never let it happen. This ain't like the old days.
I know.
We're just going around. We used to play stun gun trivia.
Stop.
We would play shock collar basketball where you had to shoot free throws.
Oh,
and if
God.
You missed, you'd get shocked. But the joke always was that we'd have... Whoever, so our producer was wearing the, sorry, Adrian, before you, we'd never do this to you.
Never.
Honestly, we'd never do this for you. You wouldn't take it and you would whoop our butt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It would go bad.
He has boundaries.
We would have the shock collar on our producer, on Davey the Show Killer, and we would turn it up extra.
Oh my God.
And then on the co-host, it would be not connected. But he would fake that it was happening.
Right.
And then we'd always tell him later.
Wait, that's like, hilarious.
Could only do it about once a year because then he'd forget.
He would know.
And we'd forget.
Oh,
and
my
he'd go,
God.
This time. And we went through elaborate schemes so that he'd go, switch shot. You know, like in the movies when somebody poisons the drink and then they switch the drinks.
Yeah.
But it's really... They poisoned their own to start with, and then they switched it. Yeah, same thing.
Oh my God.
We put the batteries in the one and switch collars with me. Okay. And then it really does work.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
The company would never allow that. Forget what I was going to tell you about. What were we talking about?
I don't know, but that was pretty funny.
We're talking about shock collars and tasers. Oh, the electrostim. You know what? That's enough. What I was going to tell you, I don't really care about right now.
Good, because I enjoyed that conversation. I'll tell you, yeah. I have a video of my brother getting tased when he tried out to be a cop.
Yeah.
And
how'd he do?
He stayed standing, then he threw himself on the floor, and then he made our family watch it for the next year and a half about how strong he was.
He threw himself on the floor on purpose, or it threw him on the floor?
No, I mean, it threw him on the floor.
He pee his pants?
No, he did not pee his pants.
I'd be so worried that I would pee my pants in front of everybody.
Listen, he said it was pretty intense, so we would have let it go, but it was just difficult because then we had to watch it for a long time. Like, he would just send it to me and my dad in our group chat and be like, remember this time? And we're like, Sam, we don't care anymore. Like, thank you.
What was that?
Love you.
Hang on. Adrian's making hand signals. Do you want me to steal a second?
No. Go ahead.
No, what were you saying?
I was just saying, behind the scene, we got a gift card to give away. That's all.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the shenanigans.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Great. Talk about tasers and stuff. We lose, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank God.
Well, trying to think of a way to tie it in, and I don't have it. I don't have it.
It's okay. I have nothing for you.
To Adrian's
There's a point. Shocking amount of candy at this place.
Oh, to a little wordplay. Yeah. A little wordplay. Enough candy that you could eat enough candy to throw yourself on the floor.
Yes.
With a
changing the game here.
One of Mark's favorites. Or morons running this show. I got it.
That's fantastic. Oh, yeah. Me and Adrian?
No, me and you. Adrian's the shenanigan police. Thank God we have him.
Yeah, well, to Adrian's point, what he's trying to tell you, and you can't see him on the radio, what he's trying to tell you, really he's telling me, we have a $50 Spartan Final gift card that I was going to give away an hour ago and didn't do it. And so we got to make sure before the fun police yell at us because we didn't do it in under the auspices of the rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's give it away.
Better get on it.
Mm-hmm. Better call
702-364-9898. $50 Smart and Final gift card just for nothing. Just be color number 25 and just go crazy. Because okay, I know it's still early. There's going to be a few, in a couple of days, you're going to start looking for candy. Mm-hmm. And all that's going to be left is going to be the crap candy.
Ugh.
All the chocolate's going to be gone. Not at Smart and Final, and you'll have a $50 gift card to prove me right or wrong.
This is great.
Dare you?
What's happening, Adrian?
Why you're sending this air check, aren't you?
Is yours went out?
Wait, why'd you take your headphones off?
Your headphones went out. You guys, I think Mercury's entering retrograde. Actually,
that's not affecting his headphones.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
lonely.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, what about these idiots? Westchester County, New York. That's where the rich folks are, from what I recall. The cops there are looking for three dopes who broke in. Just the idea of, okay, let me tell you a story first. And then I'd like to reverse engineer this whole thing. Because it's dumb. They released photos of these idiots because they have them.
Mm-hmm.
Last month at Playland Park, just north of Manhattan, this place right on the beach, lovely, I'm sure.
Beautiful.
Amusement park. Did I mention that part?
Yeah.
These three idiots pull up to it in a small boat.
Not a boat.
Right before midnight, they hopped a fence. They found some cables. We're not sure that they're cables to what. They got into the control room of this place and cut a bunch of cables because they thought that if you cut the cables, you cut the
cameras and the proof and the evidence.
Not sure what cables they cut.
Oh,
but
not the right ones.
No, they got super clear, really good pictures. But here's the thing. They also have, they have pictures of them before they cut the cables.
Yeah.
And after they cut the cables.
Right.
So, like, there was...
Yeah, what were you idiots doing?
They were just... Mm-hmm. Crazy. And what did they steal? Did they go through and take all the cash?
Okay, that makes sense.
200 stuffed animals stuffed into garbage bags. They tried to tip a photo booth off of the boardwalk and onto the beach, but that was too heavy. So, and they couldn't get into the boat.
Yeah, I'm sure. Would sink it, you moron.
They did leave before the cops got there, mostly because I'm sure the cops were like, stuffed animals, yeah, we're not exactly going to hustle out there. They all look like they're in their early 20s. One of them wearing a very distinctive Virginia Tech hoodie. I've seen it.
Oh.
Cops are amassing tips. And I mean, these photos could not be clearer.
How dumb can you be?
So I want to reverse engineer this. At some point, these three guys said, let's go rip off Playland Park and take them for all their stuffed animals.
Yeah.
I know how we'll do it. We'll take the boat.
Sure.
You know,
no,
we'll take the boat.
Sinking.
They won't get us. Mm-mm. And we'll cut the cables. Which cables? Well, we'll just go into the control room. We'll just cut them all.
Yeah. See how it goes.
Brilliant. Just
career
brilliant.
Criminals.
Brilliant. And what are you going to do with 200 stuffed animals?
Idiots.
Who's going to take those?
I swear.
I'll give you $70 for them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Just the more you know, before we go, did you play Oregon Trail?
I played it. Yes, I had a family died of syphilis.
Okay, now I'm not going to make it through this, but all right.
Oh, I'd love to make you laugh, though.
Do you? God, what was I even going to say? Okay, you know who may very well have been the very first person ever to play Oregon Trail?
Who?
Prince.
No.
The math's on this very well. Oregon Trail was created for an eighth grade teacher in Minneapolis in the fall of 1971. In the fall of 1971, Prince was an eighth grade student at that school.
Chad, that 100% happened.
If he was not the first, he was easily one of the first.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Cat people, rise up.
That's so stupid.
I don't know who decided that they needed to know this. 40% of cats are left-handed. What, did you have them sign their name? Here, cat, throw me this ball. Which?
Yeah. I guess the swatting?
Maybe the swat. Yeah. That's the only thing I can figure is that their dominant hand for the swatting. 10% of cats are ambidextrous, but 40% of them are left-handed, which means 60% are right-handed.
Uh-huh.
So whatever.
Okay, great.
And this, for whatever reason, this just seems to fit right here. There is a German word pronounced Backpfeifengesicht.
Oh.
It literally means a face in need of a slap. And I wish it was easier to pronounce.
Right? Because, we need
that one. There's a few. Listen, oh my God, it's already Wednesday. It's hump day. Have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCH. A-N-A-N. Adrian.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And be sure to watch and enjoy or listen to Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And I'll be at Nowhere Lounge tonight.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
Go for the singing. Stay for the gown.
That's right.
And the sliding
nice
across the piano.
Uh-huh.
Have you mastered that yet? Because I know that was an issue for a while.
I got a grip a little bit.
It's good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, like always, make sure you call somebody today and tell them you love them, because you never know when you might not get that chance again. And try if you can find a way. Tell somebody they did a good job today, because I don't think we do enough of that. I think we spend a lot of time tearing people down. I don't think we spend enough time building them up.
Agreed.
So, yeah. And believe this, great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
See you tomorrow.
Peace.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average.
and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.